cold even when it's wet.
You get twice as much done, but right. It's twice as hard to do.
You take, like now with a tractor, it takes a pretty good tractor, and they pull 5 bottom plow with it, and you got to have but almost 100 horsepower tractor. And these new ones that come out now, they're 4-wheel drive tractors, they pull 7, 8, 9, 10 bottom plows.
So the bottom is the thing that cuts into the
earth. Bottom is each individual one. When it cuts into the ground, it turns it over. So that's what they call the bottom.
Okay. There were a couple other words I was wondering if you'd heard. Have you ever heard of a G-whiz?
G-whiz, that was just an expression when somebody would tell you a story and you didn't believe it. I'd say, G-whiz.
So you never heard that in relationship to an instrument you would use on a tool you'd use on the farm?
No. Okay. Now, is there a tool?
Well, I just, some people have referred to that as a spring tooth harrow. You know what a spring?
I know what a spring tooth
harrow. What's a spring tooth harrow?
It's an implement with 3 sets of teeth in one section, and it has the teeth a foot apart, and you put it in the ground, and it's like a harrow, only it's more firm and digs deeper than a regular harrow does. And the teeth are in a curl, and it's spring steel, and they jiggle, you know, and they cut the ground, mm-hmm. breaks that crust, and mulches it up, say 4-5 inches mm-hmm. deep. Mm-hmm. A good seed bed prepare for planting wheat if you have moisture. Kills all the little weeds and stuff like that. But if the weeds are big, it won't kill them.
Were there other type of tools like that that were used to break up the land?
Well, there was a spring tooth, and then they also used the spike tooth arrow, which was just a straight tooth deal. Mm-hmm. They were about 8 inches long. Uh-huh. Then they had a disc that was pulled with horses. And I remember what they were about 18 or 20 inch diameter, and they tip them and mm-hmm. break the crust with that.
I'm wondering if there were other maybe bigger machines that they would use to move earth.
Move earth, yeah, they had what they called scrapers, dirt scrapers,
yeah.
And some of them called them Fresno.
Okay, and what were those like?
Well, it was just like a big scoop shovel, oh. And it had 2 handles on it, not too wide, and it was fairly long, and used 2 horses to pull it, or 2 mules, and you'd go to pick up this dirt, and when you picked it up and got it full, you'd push down on the handle, and then it'd scoot along, you could pull. They built these small ponds with them, you know, they catch water on a draw,
right.
So you'd have water for cattle.
Right.
And then when they came back later, they made them 4-horse Fresnos, and it had just 1 handle in the back, and you always held it at a certain place, and if it ever hit a stump or a rock, it'd flip you over, and it'd pull you up, and you'd land right in front of those horses or right between them.
Yeah.
And when that got full, if you'd pull that lever just right, it was enough past center that you could drag it to where you want, and then when you went ready to dump it, you had to lift up sometime quite a bit, and you had to keep them going, and then that lever would come over, and you'd dump that dirt out, and when you dump it, maybe it spread it out for 3 or 4 feet.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that was what they call us. Okay. Now they use all this great big caterpillar equipment for all that dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Were there other farming tools that we haven't talked about that you remember them using that maybe they don't use anymore?
Well, they don't use too much anymore. It used to be a 1-row lister. You know what that is?
No.
It's a V-type. They call it a V-plow. It's got a V-type deal and it throws the dirt both ways and just makes a furrow. And they used to use that and plant in it. And then they'd use this Go Devil like you were talking about mm-hmm. a while ago
mm-hmm.
and work that ground in. You remember the Go Devil, Mom? You guys have one?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hay rake.
Oh, yeah. We had to cut hay with.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
the mowing machine
mm-hmm.
and a hay rake that you raked it with. The mower, you know, the right. sickle cut the stuff, and then you had to take the rake. We called it a buck rake and rake.